Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is awesome to be with you guys for a solo show. It's been a while. Have to thank our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers, George 365, and David Gill. They are the best of the best. The schedule is out. Schedule sucks. Definitely did not do the 49ers any favors. This is not a friendly schedule with the way, you know, the teams are fixed that you play. You're playing a third place schedule. You rotate two conferences, you know, nine games home, eight away, all that stuff. Not friendly. And the 49ers, and we'll go through the positives, the negatives on just like kind of a quick outlook. We'll outline which road trips we're going to be doing this season, which is super, super fun and super excited just because I get to meet you guys and be with a lot of you face to face and build that relationship, which is a really, really big deal to me. But yeah, it's not the best schedule. The 49ers were done no favors. And a lot of that is self-inflicted. The 49ers were given a chance to play a London game two seasons ago. Kyle Shanahan said nope. He would prefer to wait at home. So now the 49ers get two international games. You can't have early kickoffs in your stadium because your stadium's not good. It's terrible, and it's not built for the fans, so, like, you have to request, like, every team gets concessions. Some teams ask for, we don't want back-to-back road games, or we don't want back-to-back East Coast games, or we don't want this, or we don't want that. 49ers have to request for no early kickoffs for the first 2 months of the season at home. Like, that's your request, and that has been granted for, I think this is the fourth year in a row, there's not an early kickoff at home. Those are your concessions. You chose not to be on Hard Knocks. You chose not to do the international London game. You choose not to have early kickoffs because your stadium's just unbearable for half the stadium. And so, like, you got those concessions. The bad thing, the schedule. I mean, the slate. So let's just go through it quickly. And then we'll kind of, you know, break down a little bit of the positives and negatives. There are a few positives to it, way more negatives, but that's okay. That's okay. Week one, you've got the Australia game against the Rams. Week two, you get the Dolphins. So you come back from this wicked trip, and it's going to be a mess. Everybody's going to be tired, exhausted, jet-lagged, whatever else. But you get all the extra time because technically the game is on Thursday. You fly back, lose no time. Lose no time. When you fly back, you land before you took off. That's the rotation, Earth's rotation, time zones, all that stuff. So that's good. And you'll have those extra days. So you have 2 to 3 extra days. Then you play the Dolphins at home. Probably you have 3 easy games on your schedule. And you knew this before the schedule came out. You have the Cardinals twice, who are actively tanking. And then you have the Dolphins, who are actively tanking. So you come back from Australia week one. Week two, you're at home against the Dolphins. And then week three, you're at home against the Cardinals. So I don't want to say worst case, you're 2-1 there, but that does seem to be implied. You get two relatively easy games right after that Australia trip that you got screwed on, but I'm very thankful we're going there. Then you've got the Denver Broncos at home, so 3 straight home games. It is a road-heavy schedule on the back end. There's no doubt about that. Your first true road game is at Seattle week 5. That's the afternoon kickoff up in Seattle. We'll be there. Excited for that one. You know, I think I'm 4-1 in my games at Lumen. The last game was atrocious. Got to get that taste out of my mouth. We will be 49ers Rush Road Trip. We'll be at Seattle for that game Sunday, October 11th. And for the 49ers chapters up there, shout out to the Seattle's faithful chapter, Alex, everybody. They've been screwed on a lot of games because they get Thursday games back to back. And, you know, it's been weird. A true Sunday game will be fun. up there. Now, after week five, you go back home for a Monday night football game against the Commanders. That's October 19th. That'd be a fun game. Adam Peters, you know, there's a lot of 49ers on that squad, all that kind of stuff. It'd be fun. Then you go to Atlanta for an early kickoff. Like, West Coast teams traveling to the East Coast, early kickoff should be illegal from an NFL standpoint. It is absolute horse manure for their fans and their players. It's a spit in the face. The 49ers have not one but two of those. And so week seven, you're traveling to Atlanta. We will be there for the 49ers Rush road trip. Man, we're going to have a great party, all those things, but it does suck. A 10 a.m. kickoff is just, it's horrid, man. Completely screwed there. So week seven in Atlanta, then you get the week eight bye week. That's about as good as you can ask for. That kind of week eight, week nine, week 10, those are the preferential bye weeks. Last year you had week 14, which was, that was rough with an injured team. Week eight's good. Like, from a bye week standpoint, not bad. It's about as good as you could do. Coming off the bye, you finally get a rest advantage on somebody. And who do you play? The Raiders. Who gives a damn? It's the freaking Raiders. Nobody cares about the Raiders. The Raiders don't care about the Raiders. Now, the one thing that would be cool is if Mendoza is starting by that time. Not sure that will be the case or won't be the case, but that would be pretty cool. So kind of deal with that however you will. So bye week, then the Raiders at home, then back-to-back road trips. Week 10, you go to at the Dallas Cowboys, afternoon kickoff. It's going to be the biggest event we've ever thrown. Probably the one event that was like, okay, cool. They didn't screw us on this one. It's going to be one of the most watched games of the entire year in the afternoon slate. We will be in Dallas 100%, super excited. But then right after that, you have to go to Mexico. So back-to-back road games, sure, but not even back-to-back. Now you have an international game, week 11 in Mexico City, and it's a late, like that's a Sunday night football game, and then you have to fly home and play Seattle, who's coming off of a bye week. That's total bullshit, man. Yeah, so not only back-to-back road games, not only Sunday night football kickoff, but also international game. Oh, and by the way, you're playing a division rival who's coming off a bye week. There is no excuse for how often the 49ers get bent over a barrel by the scheduling community with their own division opponents. Like, that's the thing that just totally pisses me off. It's like, make it even for the division. Nope. No, you got to play Seattle again coming off of a bye week. And so back-to-back road games, you've got at Dallas, then you're in Mexico City with the Vikings, then you come home and you play Seattle coming off plus 8 days rest. It's just stupid, man. Absolutely stupid. And then the reward for after that game, oh, you're probably going to calm down a little bit. Nope. You got to go all the way to New York, and you have an early East Coast kickoff again. It's just ridiculous, man. Not one, but two early East Coast kickoffs. Like, your body clock is not correct. There's no way it's going to be correct after going to Mexico City, Dallas, coming home on a short week. Then you got to go across. Like, it's a mess. And we're not even to the tough part of the schedule. Because after the freaking East Coast early kickoff time against the Giants, listen to this slate of opponents all in a row: Rams, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles. That's the stretch, man. That's just like, what the hell? Space it out a little bit, or at least give it, and mixed in there's a Thursday night football game. And by the way, whenever you come back and play the Rams, guess what? They're on a rest advantage because they played Thursday night the week before. So you're not only playing Seattle minus 8 days rest, you're also playing the Rams minus 4 days. And so it's just like, really? But that's okay, because the 49ers get rest advantages for the Dolphins and the Raiders. That's fair. Two AFC teams that matter nothing to our schedule. Instead, you give both, not one, but two division opponents rest advantages whenever you're in your murderer's row slate of the schedule. Like, it's ridiculous. Hey, like, I just, I cannot fathom how much the NFL scheduling office and Goodell and all those guys hate the 49ers. And I don't like the victim card. Like, I don't like that. But the proof's in the pudding year after year. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel, pick up the kids, they're out of school, adventure, it's all out there. For others, juggling it can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school. And many worry they're wasting their days of sunshine. Well, therapy can help better understand their needs. Feel more confident about setting boundaries. Create a version of summer that actually feels good. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. Their average rating is 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And they do all the initial matching work with you for the therapist. Short questionnaire helps identify your needs, your preferences, and over 12 years of experience in the industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you're not happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the tailored recommendations. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Last year was the first time where it was like, oh, we didn't get totally screwed. The 49ers were not totally screwed by a schedule. It was just kind of like, yeah. I've been doing this 10 years. We're 1 for 9 on not getting screwed. 9 times screwed. 1 time, not too bad. Not too bad. So, again, week 13 at New York, early kickoff. Stupid. Then come all the way back home against the Rams, and they've got 4 extra days rest. Then you've got the Chiefs. Golly, man. Oh, sorry, Rams, Chargers. Chargers, you play Thursday Night Football. I might be doing that one. So that one's a tentative 49ers rush road trip. I can't put it on the guaranteed. But I want to do that one. And then probably the one that pissed me off the most, the Chiefs game, is the week of Christmas, the 27th. And I have to pull back on that one. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I want to, but it's my first year with my kiddos out of the house. And my wife, and shout out to Miss Chapman, because she was kind of like, you know what? If you have to, you can fly out Christmas night. Like, we can make it work. And, like, I could just tell, like, not worth it. I've spent 4 seasons in Kansas City when I did grad school there in December. That's not going to be a good time. So, as of now, no Chiefs game, which breaks my heart because I do love that city. And, no, the Giants not going to be a rush road trip. Like, that early kickoff, if it would have been afternoon at the state it's in, I was planning on going. But, man, throwing those tailgates out there are rough. And then we're going to have to be out there at 7 in the morning. Like, we're not even going to be able to throw a party the night before. Like, it's – so, yeah, I hate to say it, man, but no to New York, which breaks my heart. Like, I might just go as a fan. We'll see how the season goes. But I don't think I'm going to be hosting events out there. One, we lost money doing our events out there last year. New York's a mess. But – yeah, so the Chiefs and the Giants, I don't think we're going to be able to do, which just sucks, man. I absolutely hate it. And so, again, Rams, Thursday Night Football against Chargers, then Christmas, freaking Chiefs. Then you come home and play Philly, and guess what? They're coming off a mini bye. Yeah, you're playing 3 out of 6 teams with a rest advantage, all playoff teams, all of them, all NFC major opponents for seeding. They all get a major advantage against you. All of them do. It's just asinine, man. Like, at some point, you have to... Everything cannot be lined up against you. But it is. Shout out to the NFL, man. So, Sunday Night Football game against the Eagles, week 17. And then you end the season against the Cardinals again, which it seems like every single year, it's either, you know, it's almost always the division opponent at the end. The Cardinals, they're tanking. We'll see. And that's a flex game, which makes it harder because then I want to be like, yeah, all right, we're going to do that game. But it's a flex game on top of that. So that makes it difficult. So I can't commit to that game, but I'd love to be in Arizona. We're always in Arizona. Probably will be there, but we'll have to see how the season shakes out. We'll see what that looks like. So overall, the schedule, man, it's a mess. I really dislike the way things have come out. Definitely did the 49ers zero favors. This is the chart put out by Warren Sharp. He does a great job at Sharp Football. This is the opponent forecast of wins per team based on your schedule. And so obviously you see the red tall bar graphs, which there's a bunch of them, all in a row. And so you look at the Rams week one, 11.4 projected wins. Then you get two cupcakes, 4.5 wins for the Dolphins, 4.3 wins for the Cardinals. Back-to-back tough games, 9.7 wins projected for the Broncos, 10.8 for the Seahawks. Seahawks got a tough schedule for sure. So do the Rams. But you, again, like two tough games, right? Broncos, Seahawks. But then after that, 7.7 wins for, you know, the Commanders. That roster is not solid. Falcons, 7.5. That roster is not solid. 5.9 for the Raiders. Again, they've improved. Not a quality football team by any metric. We'll have to see their coaching staff and how that shakes out. But then you've got two middle games. Cowboys, 8.9 projected. Mexico City with the Vikings, 8.6 wins projected. And then it's just crazy. You got Seahawks, Giants, they're an easy one mixed in there. Rams, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles. All four of those teams. So 5 out of 6 teams projected over 10 wins. And then you got the cupcake at the end with the Cardinals. So, but these opponents, they're fixed. That's not my issue. The scheduling is the issue. The travel is the issue. The international games is the issue. The rest disadvantage against NFC West contending opponents time and time and time and time again, that is the issue. It sucks, man. It's just, this is a rough one. I ain't going to lie. Appreciate the super chat. Stephanie said, would you rather trade cut Brown or Brindle? I don't think either one of them's going anywhere. And I'd probably say both are going to start sadly, but, yeah, Brown would be the one that I would say, okay, I'm ready to move on. If I had to, Brindle's good at one thing. Brindle's good at pass protection. He's a great pass protection center. He really, like, he's good. I won't say great at anything. Beloved in the locker room. Everybody loves that dude. And he's really good at pass protection. Terrible in the run game. One of the worst run blocking centers in the NFL. But he does something good. I don't know what Jair Brown does well. I really, really don't. What would you say you do here? I don't know the answer. So Jair Brown, like, I want Marquise Siegel to start. I wanted him to take those snaps last year. You could have figured out what you had. Instead, you kept Brown in there, and he just got worse and worse and worse as the season went on. And now he's arguing with former players and posting rap lyrics, and it's just like, oh, here goes. I like the confidence. Now he's turning into a distraction. His teammates got to stick up for him. Like, come on, man. He's played terrible. Gave up the most touchdowns of anybody on the team 2 years in a row. Highest missed tackle rate. Yeah, pass rush is a problem. But, yeah, Jair Brown would be my choice there. Tommy, my man. He's appreciate super chat. Third place, schedule my ass. You do have a lot of easy teams in here. I mean, Dolphins, Cardinals, Commanders, Falcons, Raiders, Giants, Cardinals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 7 games against teams that are projected to have a losing record. I mean, if you just do those, right, that's 11-7. Oh, sorry, I did that wrong. I did that backwards. That's 7-11. But the problem is you're in a tough-ass division. I would argue the best division in the past decade, and the second-best division in the last decade was last year's NFC West. I think this year is going to be even better. The Cardinals, they're worse, but they're bad. And then, yeah, you know, you get the Broncos. Yeah, that one hurts. But, yeah, you haven't played them. You're playing the entire AFC West. So, like, that's just part of the conference alignment, right? Because you're playing, you know, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Chiefs. You play that whole division. That has nothing to do with the third place. Playing, you know, the Commanders, playing the Falcons, playing the Giants, those are the third place, you know, spots that matter. And so, like, those are the three games where it's like, oh, well, this is what that is. You're playing those third place teams. Well, actually, I don't think the Giants fit in there because you're playing the entire NFC East as well. So, yeah, basically those third place teams is the Dolphins, who got third place, the Falcons, who got third place, and the Vikings, who got third place. Those are your three third place, whatever. I might be missing one. So, yeah, it's rough. And the more and more I look at the schedule, the more I'm just like, you know what? Me no gusta. I really don't like the order of this. Now, for players that are injured, PUP return candidates, whether that's Bosa, Kittle, Mikael Williams, I know there's more than that. It does give them a little bit of time, because if they are going to miss the first 3 weeks of the season, well, that's the Australia trip, which if they're borderline injury, you're not taking them to that trip anyway. You're talking 30 plus hours in the air, not good for any injury. But then you come back and you play the Dolphins and Cardinals at home. So, like, you can come off the PUP list, NFI list, all that after 3 weeks. Then they're ready for that Broncos, Seattle, week three, week four. I do like that. So that's a positive, right? If I'm looking for some, like, come on, man, make me a little bit happy about this schedule. That's huge. You can take some of your lumps and you don't have to rush back these injured players, because you've got Rams, but that's all the way down in Australia. And so any player that's iffy, you're not putting them on that plane there and back. You're just not going to do it. So the PUP NFI players, you kind of just shrug your shoulders and like, yep, you're sitting out 3 weeks. We're not rushing anybody back. There's just no reason to do that. Now, if you're going to any of these road games, and again, we're doing Australia, Seattle, Atlanta, Dallas, Mexico, we're going to have to wait and see on the Chargers and Arizona. I would like to add those. But if you're going to any of those, man, you got to come party with us. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. That's where the tickets are. And this is what our events are like. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, now, again, the negatives, okay? Rams, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles all in a row. That's a killer. Playing Seattle off a bye again. Again. Playing the Rams off a mini bye. Come on, man. Like, that's just ridiculous. Eagles off a mini bye. Not cool. Not one, but two East Coast early kickoffs. I mean, come on. Like, you're just adding so many things. Most miles traveled by, like, 5,000. Now, that Australia trip makes it bad, but you're a top five most traveled anyway. Not one, but two international games, which I'm psyched about because I get to go to both of them. But that's killer on the players as well. And then, like, three out of four games to end the season on the road. And if you want to look even further, four out of six games on the road to end the season. So, now the positive or the flip side to that, you love the week eight bye week. That's huge. That's as good as it gets. Like, the week eight bye week, awesome. No early home kickoffs. And again, a big reason why the 49ers schedule sucks all the time is because the stadium, you can't have early kickoff games. So you have to put in that qualifier because the sun just roasts the hell out of the fans and nobody watches. I've been to those games. Half the fans are under in the shade in the concourse watching on their phones, but the internet sucks so bad in Levi's, it doesn't work. So then they're all trying to watch these TVs that are on it. Like, it's just, I've been there for those. It's not enjoyable. You might as well be in Tampa, which nobody wants to be in Tampa, but that's kind of the thing that sucks. Now, you do get three home games in a row off the Australia trip, none of them in prime time, so that's huge. So if there is, oh, man, we're a mess, and I can't get back on three straight home games, that's – you're catching your break early. Every break or every positive for the 49ers, it's the first month of the season, all of them. After that, strap it up. you gotta do what you gotta do. Love all the hashtag CCs. Appreciate you guys. Y'all are the best. Thank you so much. I'm curious how you guys feel about it. Like, go ahead and give me a grade. Like, how do you feel about the scheduling? Would Niners get screwed over? Am I crazy? Where are you at with the way in which you see how this kind of schedule pans out? I'm not a fan. I am not a fan. Yeah, Maria, right here. That last slate of games is brutal. It's just, man, you're talking Seattle, then you get the Giants, but you got to fly all the way over there, early kickoff. Then Rams, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles. That is intense. You're going to know what the 49ers are. It's just what it is. Why does it always feel like Dan's always trying to find a way to screw over the Niners? Because he does. He does right here. 15-2 at worst, 17-0 if we stay healthy. 49ers literally against the world. I do like that. I do like that. Hey, what's up, man? Robert, good to see you in here, brother. Monkey, appreciate it. Goodell, I heard Kyle mention say something about not liking traveling to Australia and said, but wait, there's more. Shout out to Billy Mays. It's a lot. Michael, traveling 38,000 miles and getting this terrible stretch late in the season. Major disadvantage against Seattle and the Rams. What a joke. I thought the Niners were supposed to get a bonus for playing two international games. Yeah, there's only 16. There's only eight international games. Niners are playing two. And disadvantage across the entire schedule. You get a rest advantage against the Dolphins, the Raiders, and then the Chiefs. All AFC teams. All AFC teams. Meanwhile, our division opponents, all the extra time that they could have against us. Just bullshit, man. So the big negative for me is, you know, we were played on doing the Chiefs for sure. We were maybe on the Chargers and maybe on the Giants. I don't know if we're going to be able to swing any of those three now. Giants, I think I'm out on. Sorry, Yatsik. I love you and your family. Nick, Para, love you guys. Chiefs, I don't want to do that on Christmas to the wifey. She loves Christmas. She's like Elf. It's her favorite day. I don't want to mess that up and fly out Christmas night. I tried to talk her into coming with me, but the kiddos are in Texas now, so yeah, that's not going to work. Sadly, we don't make enough here at the 49ers rush road trip to fly everybody out. I wish we did. I think the Chiefs game just not going to work, and the Giants one just not there. Stefan, what's up, man? 17-0 guaranteed. What's up, Grand A in the house? I love it. Kevin, it's always a division opponent last week to lessen teams tanking. And I like that. I remember 2 years ago when the last game of the season was against the Cardinals. Not last season. Seattle last season, right? We were at the Cardinals, and I was like, dude, I don't think anybody's going to come. The game didn't matter. Both teams eliminated from playoffs. We had some of the most fun. We had like 400 people show up to our party. It was awesome. Arizona fans is different. You know what I mean? So I think the 49ers will have something to play for sure, week 18. Cardinals, I don't know. They're going to be in tank for arch season by that point. shout out to Mucky Boy. Quote, we don't even know if we'll be alive midseason. That's right. The old Kyle Shanahan We may not even be around.
That makes no sense. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Kyle Shanahan. He's a freaking legend. We need more of those sound bites for sure. Yeah, it's I love that. Let's see here. Oop, I'm behind in the chat. I apologize. Yeah, screw the league. Let's win the trophy to put it in their faces. I love that. Third place in the NFL schedule. I like that. James, my man, appreciate the super chat. Sorry I'm late to the party. About to get my Rush road trip tickets to Big D. Any special guests coming? Well, yes, we are in conversation with several. Now, and again, I'm just going to say this. My second favorite player in 49ers history is Navarro Bowman. When he comes to events, everybody has a good time. Him and Frank Gore just can't miss. We didn't get to have Bowman out last year because he was coaching with the Chargers. He made the choice to stay home with the family and focus more. His daughter, I think, is graduating soon. So we're in talks with Bowman's people. And if you've never met him, dude, you're in for a freaking treat because that dude, legend. You will walk away with a smile on your face for sure. Not saying he's going to be out there, but we're trying to set that up. Some other players we're in conversations with as well. Some players that don't make the circuit as much, right? That's what we're trying to focus on. Now, again, if you are wanting to come out, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Tickets are up now. So let me just tell you this in the way in which to travel. Sorry, my nose is a mess. The best time to buy hotels and travel arrangements is now, over the next week. Like, not right now, but that is the time. Okay, I don't want to go down that alley. The best time to buy game tickets, you got to wait. Unless it's a primetime game, unless it's an international game, you wait. Now, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, our tickets will never be cheaper than they are right now. It costs a lot to throw these parties, and we don't throw cheap parties. If you've been to our parties, you know, especially our tailgates. It's all-inclusive premium. There are cheaper 49ers tailgates out there, and if money is an issue, man, I can help point you in those directions. As long as you're with the community, that's all we care about. We started this because we saw a void and wanted to fill that void to bring people together. I like to party well. And so I want quality food, and I want badass drinks. And, like, I'm not drinking Natty Light. I did that back in the day. We're not doing that at our events. We have premium mixed drinks, cocktails, all that kind of stuff. And we give away, if you've been to our events, you know, we give a lot of stuff away. So now is the cheapest time. And once we hit certain numbers, we have to raise the price based on the venues, the caterers, the suppliers, the bartenders, all that stuff. We have to hire more staff, so we have to raise more money. So that's the way it goes. So right now is our early bird pricing for 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. So not going to be cheaper. So if you're coming to our event, buy it. And shoot, you can transfer the tickets, whatever else. All sales are final, very similar to kind of how the games are, because we have to pay based on sales for food, lodging, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's what goes into it. But it is time to buy your Rush road trip tickets, travel packages, and wherever you're staying. That, do that now. Don't buy game tickets. Always wait. Right now is the worst time to buy game tickets. Home games, away games, I don't care. They're for the next month, they're as high as they're going to be, and they're just going to keep going up. They always come back down. They always come back down. I do like the week 8 bye. That's probably the biggest positive. I mean, they had to give us a bye. That's what it is. Monkey says, hate it, but not surprised at this point. It's every year. Yes, James, bring all the smoke. Don't matter. Filthy Casual gives an F. Second half of the season is brutal. Yeah, Robert, can't wait till Mexico. And I'll say this. If you're on the fence and you're like, I don't know what to do. I want to do one game. Mexico City would be the game I'd choose. The second game would be the Dallas Cowboys, and they're back-to-back weeks, which I hate. Those two, if you go to any game, I'm telling you right now, the Mexico City game would be number one and by a lot. Number two would be the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if you're in Australia or whatever, obviously that game's going to be incredible, but the cost just to get out there is crazy. Darren, what's up, man? Appreciate you, brother. Dallas, then Mexico, Niners Rush road trip sounds good. See you guys there. Coming out from Hawaii? You stud, you? You stud. Can't wait to see you, man. Yeah, we got screwed over again. This will make our Super Bowl victory even sweeter. I do like that. How long does the Crocodile Dundee hangover last you? This will be my first time down there, so we'll see. That's not a knife. yeah, that's what it is. How does the NFL decide these things? Magic 8-Ball. I've watched all of the, you know, how the schedule's made. I've listened to the podcast. And so they do, like, all these simulations, and then they put it out to the teams, and each team gets one or two vetoes where they're like, yeah, we don't want this, so can we not have this? Can we not have this? The 49ers have to use their vetoes on their stupid-ass stadium, and that's why you get rest disadvantages, most miles traveled, back-to-back-to-back-to-back elite teams, East Coast freaking 8 a.m. kickoffs, all because your stadium. Like, Levi's is, oh, dude, man. Yeah, and we get to play at MetLife in December. Man, I could not imagine signing with the Jets or the Giants to play on that stupid stadium and the stupid field. Anyway, Monitor, appreciate this. Old school here. Line them up, knock them down. Not crazy about the miles, but it is what it is. Yeah, and so, like, as a coach, my approach would be very much very different than it is as a fan slash podcaster, right? I'm a fan. Like, I don't hide that. I'm not a beat reporter. I'm not an insider. I don't want to be any of those things. I want to be a fan. But as a coach, and I remember when schedule would come out every year, and you're sitting there and you're just like, you're in your coach's meeting and you're just like, what the fuck? How the hell they're going to do? Like, I'm going to beat. Like, I've seen some things get crazy. But then you talk to your players and you unveil the schedule and you're like, hey, guys, this is perfect. This is exactly what we wanted. Like, right? That's what you do. Like, yeah, I love this. Or, you know, I don't care how tough it is. We're going to beat them all. That's the coach. That's the player's response. Fan response, a little different. The critical response, a little different. NFL screwed the 49ers. Plain and simple. Played and simple. This is a bullshit schedule. It has been 9 out of 10 years that I've been doing this. Just what it is. I can see 12-5, says Robert. I like it. Somebody real special for Mexico. A lot of players, like, they have their passports, but a lot of players will talk to their agents and they're like, yeah, they don't want to go out of the country, which is crazy to me. But yeah, we'll see. James says, yeah, Houston was epic. I'm expecting Dallas to be bigger than Houston. Houston was the largest we've ever had. I think we had like 750 for the day before rally, well over 600 at our tailgate. And again, not that everything that we do is about the biggest events. Some of my favorite events, shoot, for those that made it to the Buffalo snow game, we had like 80 people at our day before party, and we had like the best time ever. Got to spend time with everybody, got to know everybody. It was just incredible. So the size of the party, it's not where it's the quality. Now, it is kind of cool whenever you get that many 49ers fans together, and everybody's like, man, y'all took over our city. That's fun. I get a little proud there, right? Like, yeah, that's right. We're better fan base than you guys, which we are. 49ers are the best, the faithful. It's not even close. And in Dallas, you're going to show out. Dallas, you're going to show out. I'm so excited about that Dallas game. Daniel, from my experience going to Australia, the hangover is a day or so, not bad. On the way back, it's 3 to 4 days. Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Diamond, does the schedule impact any roster decisions? In my opinion, no. Like, I don't think that the coaches, the only roster decisions I would say is the PUP NFI. If you're like, a player might be ready week 2, not with this schedule. Not coming back from Australia, and then you play Dolphins and Cardinals at home. Man, if there is a question, should we keep them on PUP or NFI or activate them and just let them wait a week? That decision's made for you. They're like, just keep them on PUP, which that's key because now the 53-man roster, you're going to get a couple extra guys you're going to get to keep. So instead of just the 53, let's say you keep 3 or 4 guys on PUP NFI, now that's 57. So you get to keep a couple extra guys that don't go through that initial waivers. Then when the players come off the PUP, you can slide those guys in. By that point, teams aren't as greedy with the waiver wire. So, like, that's probably the number one issue where I'm just like, you know what? This kind of is an advantage. And, again, all the positives, all the advantages are in the first month of the season for the 49ers with this schedule. All of them are. That's a problem for me. That's a problem for me. All right, we got more comments and more stuff right after this. You want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to themattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush road trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to themattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's just, it's a win-win-win. Go to themattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. Right here, Big Brad, Big Red. I love it, man. Can't wait to see you. He says, Texas Live is an awesome choice for the Dallas game venue. Yeah, you don't want to know how hard it is to get that locked up, but we did. And so if you've never been to Arlington, it's right in front of the stadium. It is one of the best venues we've ever had. It's incredible. It's going to be a really good time. So I'm telling you, if you're not sure which game to go to, Dallas and Mexico City would be my 1-2. And if you can't make that, Atlanta would probably be the next one. If I'm going to be honest, like those are going to be awesome. Any guess for Australia? We're working on that now. We're having a lot harder time getting players to commit to move out there or to fly out there. Like that is a giant thing, but yes, we are working on that. Look at this, Mauricio. Appreciate you, man. He says, I was there from Boston. For those that don't live in Texas, Texas Live venue is legit. Right next door to Ranger Stadium, stone's throw from AT&T. And we've got an awesome tailgate spot, too, for the Dallas. Like, that trip, we're sparing no expense. We're going all out, man. Daniel, can't wait for the 6 a.m. tailgate in Melbourne. Don't think I've ever started drinking that early. When in Rome, which I don't know how many Romans actually made it all the way out to Australia, but we're going to do it. It's going to be a good time. Appreciate the hashtag CCs, man. Right here, Steven. So looking at the schedule, are 49ers hated or disrespected? Two Thursday nights plus both Harbaughs? Yeah. Yeah, I'm only seeing one Thursday night game, though. Oh, I guess the Rams game, which is technically played on a Wednesday. Yeah, two Thursdays, two internationals, both Harbaughs. The Harbaughs has nothing to do with the schedule thing. But, yeah, it's hated. It is hated, and that's frustrating. Yeah, I'm really big. The worst thing one of my kids could ever say to me or players is that's not fair. Like, I don't give a shit about fairness. Like, life ain't fair. It's not fair. It's not. You do what you got to do. I do hate every single time this schedule comes out, and it's just like, what the. Really? Rams advantage? Rest day advantage? Seahawks rest day advantage? We got to play all these teams in a row? Or East Coast early kickoffs? Two international games? Two Thursday games? Like, what are the 49ers getting back in return? Not doing Hard Knocks and no early kickoff games because your stadium's a mess, to put it lightly. But we have the schedule. And now all you got to do is play it. It's a very manageable schedule in the sense of opponents that you play. Now, that last stretch, not so much, but you're going to get geared up for the playoffs. You know, that starts December 13th. Rams, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles. You're going to know exactly what this team is. Then you get the Chargers, you know, kind of a down week, chill, whatever, but it's on the road. And then the playoffs are going to happen. This team's going to be a playoff team. Yeah, there's been some, you know, severe injuries or whatever else. But if this roster, this coaching staff made the playoffs last year with what happened, they're making the damn playoffs this year. Can you position yourself in a similar position you did last year where you're competing for that one seed, for home field advantage, for that bye week? You did it last year despite all the injuries. Much better roster now. Much better coaching staff now. Just from the defensive backs alone, I think that is huge. Robert Saul is great. I would prefer Robert Saul over Raheem Morris. But, man, Jerry Gray changes everything for me because defensive backs have not been coached well. You got to go all the way back to Steve Wilks the last time you had quality safety play. If you get return of safety play, quality safety play, quality safety coaching, that's huge. no way you're going to be as injured as you were last time. Knock on wood, right? It doesn't seem like it's possible, but we'll see. Yeah, MetLife and Arrowhead in December is diabolical. Yeah, that's man, so pissed about Kansas City. I wanted that one so bad. The Rams game should be 4 days sooner. Would give the 49ers some rest. Yeah. Excuse me. You're playing Wednesday, Australia time. So it's weird, but it's a whole thing, man. Strawberry, what's up? Great to see you here. It's that they are playing the Chargers and Raiders in preseason. Normally they avoid playing teams you actually play in preseason. Yeah, I don't know if that's come out yet, the preseason schedule. Perhaps you saw something that I did not see. I'm seeing the – oh, wow. Yeah, goodness. Yeah, the preseason schedule is Titans, Chargers, Raiders. That is weird. That is very weird. And they don't even say home or away. It doesn't say that on what the 49ers released. They did not proofread their graphic. But, yeah, so your preseason games are Titans, Chargers, Raiders. And you're playing both the Chargers and Raiders again. And so, like, they usually don't let teams do that. But because you're traveling so damn much, gosh, man, the next closest team is the Denver Broncos. You're playing them. You're playing Seattle. You're playing the Rams. They screwed this schedule up, man. They just screwed this schedule up big time. Roster depth is crucial. They do have that. The biggest difference between 2025 49ers and 2026 is depth, veteran depth, quality veteran depth. They did not have that last year. Yeah, playing two best teams in their division off buys is bullshit. I agree, man. I'm just glad we have 10 days between week one and week two. Yep. What's up, JP? Great to see you, man. Here we go, Strawberry. Home versus the Titans, at Chargers, at Raiders. Why not travel two more times? Why not? Why not? Can't even get your preseason games at home, man. Total bullshit. The league office is just, golly, man. They are terrible. Just terrible. So, schedule sucks. I don't like it. But now we know who and when and where the 49ers play. If you're going to any away games, come party with us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. I will be back with our yearly segment, which I'm super excited about, where I rank 1 through 17 most difficult to, and we keep like charts and all that stuff on how well we do on those predicted games and all that stuff. So that'll be coming out. Plus, we're starting our 90-man roster series. Oh, boy. Love that one. It's going to be a little abbreviated this year where we're not doing one individual episode per player. We're going to combine and do 4 to 5 players per episode, a little bit more brevity. We've got a lot of stuff in the Chapman household going on. Youngest is graduating, moving out. We're moving, 20th anniversary for me and the wife. A lot of stuff. So we're trying to consolidate some things without sacrificing the bigger picture. And again, if you want to support what we do, the 49ersRush.com or our Patreon channel, we've got live video breakdowns on the entirety of the rookie class. We're still working through that. We got two more to go till all of them have at least one. You want to learn about football 101. You want to watch player breakdowns, all that kind of stuff. What the Shanahan scheme does, doesn't do, what's outside zone versus inside zone. What's a cover six? What's man coverage? What's zone? Gap responsibility in the run game, all those things. It's a who's who of information if you want to understand 49ers football better. We have a 7-day free trial, so go check that out, the49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. You guys are the best. That's going to do it for us today. Second live stream of the day. Look at us working hard over here. And until next time, you guys are the best. And as always, stay strong, faithful.